This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Inna alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وخليله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة تركهم على المحجة البيضاء ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه. عباد الله، يقول الله عز وجل في كتابه الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، all praise is due to Allah. We seek His guidance and His forgiveness, and we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and the whispering of our desires. Whom Allah guides, no one can misguide, and whom He allows to be misled, no one can guide. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah alone, having no partners, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is His slave and His messenger and His perfect worshipper. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, O you who believe, fear Allah as He deserves to be feared and do not die except in a state of Islam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O mankind, fear your Lord who created you from a single soul and produced from that soul its mate, and made from their combination many men and women. So fear your Lord whom you ask each other by and by the ties of kinship. Verily Allah is ever watchful over you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct. He will correct for you your deeds and forgive you your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, then they are indeed victorious. To proceed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَعِدَّةِ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah says, race to the forgiveness of your Lord. Race to the forgiveness to your Lord, of your Lord, and a paradise that is equal to the expansiveness of the heavens and the earth that has been prepared for the people of taqwa. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes a certain speed setting here. And that speed setting is to race, sari'u. And interestingly enough, the ulama mention a number of speed settings that they understood from the Qur'an. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for example, when it comes to the speed through which a person is to seek the dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ ذَلُولًا فَامْشُوا فِي مَنَاكِبِهَا وَكُلُوا مِنْ رِزْقِهِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who made for you this earth subservient. So He says, so walk in its pathways and eat from His provision. And so when it comes to the seeking of the dunya, the speed setting is that of walking. And when it comes to the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمْعَةِ فَاسْعَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَذَرُوا الْبَيْعِ. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that on the day of Friday, when the call is made for the salah, then hasten to the remembrance of Allah. And so it's a higher speed setting when it comes to the remembrance of Allah, that you pick up the pace and that you hasten. And then when it comes to Jannah, in the verse that I started with, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَسَارِعُوا, and also otherwise, سَابِقُوا, race one another towards paradise. And then when it comes to Himself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ, flee towards Allah. That you flee towards Allah Azza wa Jal, and when you flee, like you're fleeing from something dangerous, then there's no gas left in the tank. You are... Your fight or flight response is taking over, and you are going at speeds that otherwise you would not be able to go in security and safety. In any case, I wanted to speak briefly in this khutbah about an energy that we are taught to have when it comes to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is to take advantage of every moment, to take advantage of every day. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, in the hadith that's reported by Muslim, the hadith of Abu Huraira, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, بَادِرُوا بِالْأَعْمَالِ فِتَنَا كَقِطَعِ اللَّيْلِ الْمُظْلِمِ. He says, hasten to do good deeds before fitna, trials touch down, that will be like the portions of a dark night. He says, يُصْبِحُ الرَّجُلُ فِيهِ مُؤْمِنًا وَيُمْسِي كَافِرًا. He says, a person will wake up a believer and they will go to sleep a disbeliever. وَيُمْسِي مُؤْمِنًا وَيُصْبِحُ كَافِرًا. And they will go to sleep a believer and they will wake up a disbeliever. يَبِيعُ دِينَهُ بِعَرَضٍ مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا. They will sell their religion for a portion, a presentation of this world. Something to be presented to them of this world. And so the Prophet ﷺ says, hasten to do good deeds. Do good deeds now while you can, before fitna touches down, that will be dark. It will be confusing, like a dark night, in which a person will wake up a believer, and that night, they won't check out before they go to sleep a disbeliever. They go to sleep a believer, and they wake up a disbeliever. They sell their religion for a portion of this world. And that selling of their religion for a portion of this world can be for many reasons. It could be through doubts. It could be through shahawat, desires. It could be out of fear, protection, security. It could be for many reasons. And the Prophet ﷺ says, do good deeds while you can. Do good deeds while you're safe. Do good deeds while you're healthy. Do good deeds while you're secure. Invest in a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while everything is good. In another hadith, the famous hadith of Ibn Abbas that's reported by Tirmidhi, Rasulullah ﷺ, he says, احفظِ الله يحفظك احفظِ الله تجده تجاهك. He says, preserve the commandments of Allah and Allah will preserve you. Preserve the commandments of Allah and you will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with you. And another variation, he says, تعرف إلى الله في الرخاء يعرفك في الشدة. Know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the good times, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will know you in the bad times, in the difficult times. Know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when life is going good. Invest in a relationship with Allah when life is going good, so that when your world is flipped upside down, and everybody in their life will have moments where they're flipped upside down, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises that of every individual. He says, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Allah says, do people think that they will be left alone saying, we believe, and they won't be tested? Everybody's going to be tested. But when those tests come, there are going to be those who have a relationship with Allah from before, and so they are protected and they are preserved. And there are those who won't have that relationship, and so they have no protection and they're not preserved. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us to invest in that relationship now, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to take advantage of today. Tomorrow is not promised. And you see how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took advantage of every moment. There's an amazing hadith, Uqba ibn al-Harith, reported by al-Bukhari. He says that I prayed Asr with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, صليت العصر مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بالمدينة. He says, فسلم فقام مسرحا يتخطف رقاب الناس إلى بعض حجر نسائه. He says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the salam. After I prayed Asr with him, he made the salam, and then he got up quickly. And he was literally jumping over people's shoulders. People are still sitting down. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is jumping over people's shoulders until he goes into one of his houses. And then he says, فَخَرَجَ عَلَيْهِمْ. He says, فَفَزِعَ النَّاسُ مِن سُرْعَتِهِ فَخَرَجَ عَلَيْهِمْ فَرَأَ أَنَّهُمْ قَدْ عَجِبُوا مِن سُرْعَتِهِ. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the people were startled by how quickly he had gotten up. What's going on? Is there an emergency? And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes into the house of one of his wives, and then he comes back out and he sees everybody's faces are still startled. And so he says, تَذَكَّرْتُ شَيْئًا مِنْ تِبْرٍ كَانَ عِنْدَنَا فَكَرِهْتُ أَنْ يَحْبِسَنِي فَأَمَرْتُ بِقِسْمَتِهِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there was some gold that I had, gold of sadaqah, that I had in my house. I just remembered it. And so I hated, in another narration it says, فَكَرِهْتُ أَنْ أُبَيِّتَهُ. I hated for it to spend the night. It's asr time, khalas, it's about to be maghrib and the day is going to be over. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately went into his house and he commanded for it to be distributed. He hated that sadaqah, that be in his position, that it spend an extra night without being distributed. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is showing us firsthand the urgency of doing good deeds when you can take advantage of it. That if somebody gives you money for sadaqah and says, can you please give this out to people over here, over there, you don't keep it in your bank account for a week when you can distribute it today. Take advantage of it today. Is there sadaqah that you can distribute today? Is there a debt that you owe to somebody that you haven't paid back and it's in your account but you just haven't gotten around to writing the check, you just haven't gotten around? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, maslul ghani dhulm. He says that the delay in repayment of someone who has the funds is oppression. You're oppressing that person by not paying them back if you have the funds to do it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that is oppression. Is there somebody that you should be paying? Someone whose services you use and you just haven't gotten around to paying them. The urgency of doing good deeds, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is showing us himself, taking advantage of every moment. In another hadith, Aisha radiallahu anha, she mentions that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had commanded the distribution of sadaqah. It was like 6 gold coins. It was something you would consider to be very insignificant. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was being taken care of by Aisha. And he would faint, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he would come back and he would command her to distribute the sadaqah. And then he would faint again, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And anyway, she went through the process of carrying him until he became better. And then he asked her, did you distribute the sadaqah? And she said, no, O Messenger of Allah, I was so engaged in taking care of you that I forgot about it. And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded for the sadaqah to be brought to him, and he held the gold coins in his hand, and he said, مَا ظَنُّ مُحَمَّدٍ بِرَبِّهِ مَا ظَنُّ مُحَمَّدٍ بِرَبِّهِ إِذَا لَقِيَهُ وَهَذِهِ عِنْدَهُ. He said, what does Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam think his Lord is going to do with him if he meets Allah with this charity in his hand and he hasn't distributed it? What does Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The urgency that he's showcasing to us and realizing that good expectation in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not that a person be lackadaisical with the commands, but that good expectation in Allah is that you seek his reward by striving sincerely to him. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, actually Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu, hadith that's reported by Bukhari and Muslim, showcasing the urgency that not just the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had, but the Sahaba radiallahu anhum had with good deeds. An amazing hadith, Jabir ibn Abdullah, he says that on the day of Uhud, a man said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَرَأَيْتَ إِن قُتِلْتَ فَأَيْنَ أَنَا. He said, if I'm killed, where am I going to be? What's going to happen to me, Ya Rasulullah? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فِي الْجَنَّةِ. So Jabir says, فَأَلْقَى تَمَرَاتٍ كُنَّ بِيَدِهِ ثُمَّ قَاتَلَ حَتَّى قُتِلَ. He said that he had some dates in his hand, this man. He had some dates in his hand. And when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Jannah, the man threw the dates that were in his hands and he immediately proceeded to the battlefield until he was killed. He didn't even wait to eat the dates that he had in his hand. He didn't even pass them to anybody else. Immediately he cast them. Race towards Jannah. Race towards Jannah. That is equal to the expansiveness of the dunya and the akhirah. Is there a salah that you can pray today? Is there a Quran that you can read? Don't delay it. Surah Al-Kahf, how many times in our lives have we heard about reading Surah Al-Kahf on a Friday? Read it today. Is there salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that it's Jum'ah time, you still haven't sent? Take advantage of it. Take advantage of this life that you had. You know, one time the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was walking by a grave and he looked at his companions. And he said, 2 rak'ahs that any one of you can pray, not thinking anything of it, is more beloved to this person than your entire dunya. 2 rak'ahs right now, you're alive. If you pray 2 rak'ahs, you would not think it's a big deal. But yet for the people who are in the graves, that is more beloved to them than the world and everything in it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gifted us a beautiful day. And that is today. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith that's reported by At-Tirmidhi, the hadith of Salman, he says, من أصبح منكم آمنا في سربه معافا في بدنه يملك قوت يومه فكأنما حيزت له الدنيا. He says, whoever of you wakes up healthy in their body, safe in their dwelling, with enough sustenance for today, then it's as if the entire world is rolled out for them. Number one, the first blessing in this hadith is that you woke up. There are billions of people who would trade places with you right now. The fact that you're alive. And then, healthy in your body. Safe in your dwelling. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he describes the blessings of Quraysh, he says, الَّذِي أَطْعَمَهُمْ مِنْ جُوعٍ وَآمَنَهُمْ مِنْ خَوْفٍ. The one who gave them security from their fear.
and you have enough for today, it's as if you have the entire world rolled out for you. And then finally, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a profound hadith, he says, بَادِرُ بِالْأَعْمَالِ سَبْعَ. He says, hasten to do actions before seven things. هَلْ تَنْتَظِرُونَ إِلَّا فَقْرًا مُنْسِيًا أَوْ غِنًا مُطْغِيًا. He says, hasten to do good deeds before seven things happen. These are seven things that hover around every single one of us. At any point in time, we are susceptible to them. Number one, he says, are you simply waiting for فَقْرًا مُنْسِيًا, poverty that will make you forget? People will do all sorts of things when they're poor. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, invest in doing good deeds when you have sustenance, when you're protected, when you're mastur. When you have sustenance, you're able to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comfortably. But when people are poor, they do all sorts of things that they otherwise would not do. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the hadith that's reported by Tirmidhi, the hadith of Ibn Umar, he says, I heard this hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not once, not twice, not three times, more than that. What's this hadith? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells the story of a man from Bani Israel called Al-Kifl. And this man, Al-Kifl, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said he did not stay away from committing any sin. Every sin was up for grabs for this guy. He did everything. And so on one occasion, there was a woman who was in need. And she came and she approached him and she needed to borrow money. But this guy is a wicked guy. And so he's not going to give her money from the goodness of his heart. He rather agrees on the condition that she gives him access to her. And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when Al-Kifl was in position of a man with his wife, the woman cried. And Al-Kifl said to her, what's the matter? Am I forcing you? She said, no, this was our agreement. But she said, I never did this before. What caused her to be in that position? Poverty. And Al-Kifl, he got up and he left the money with her. And he said, I'm never going to commit sin against Allah. He did a general repentance. I'm never going to sin against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ever again. And he died that night, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. And on the next day, it was written on his door, قَدْ غَفَرَ اللَّهُ لِلْكِفْلِ. Allah has forgiven Al-Kifl. But the point here is not Al-Kifl. The point is the woman. What caused her to be in that predicament? It was poverty. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from poverty that would make a person forget their obligations and the rules that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed. Or he says, أَوْ غِنًا مُطْغِيًا. Or are you waiting for wealth that will make you arrogant and transgressive? There is a level of wealth that everybody has that may cause them to be transgressive. That limit is different for different people. But wealth can be corruptive. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from wealth that is corruptive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كَلَّا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَيَطْغَى أَرْرَآهُ اسْتَغْنَى. That a person becomes transgressive when they think that they're independent, and few things make a person feel more independent than wealth. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, O maradan mufsida, or illness that will corrupt you. Illness that will corrupt you. It corrupts your body, it corrupts your limbs. You're not able to worship at the level that you were able to before. You're not able to act. You're not able to carry yourself. You're not able to do the things that you were able to do before. Or he says, O haraman mufnida, or mufannida. He says, or old age that will make a person not have their consciousness. Or he says, O mawtan mujhiza, or sudden death. What are you delaying good deeds for? Are you safe from sudden death? How many people go to sleep and they don't wake up? How many young people do we hear about in our communities passing away? Life is not promised for anybody. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, don't delay. Any of these things might happen to a person at any given point in time. And then he says, oh, الدجال فشر غائب ينتظر, or the Antichrist will emerge. And what an evil person is waiting. Or he says, oh, الساعة والساعة أدهى وأمر, or the Day of Judgment itself. And the Day of Judgment is even more disastrous and even more bitter. The lesson here is the Prophet ﷺ saying, don't wait for any of these things. If you're healthy, if you're alive, if you have the opportunity to do good deeds, then don't delay them. On the topic of charity, I'll end with this. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked in the hadith of Anas. A man came to him and said, Ya Rasulullah, ayyu sadaqati a'zamu ajra. He said, which charity is the most rewardable? Which charity is the most rewardable? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, anta saddaqa wa anta sahihun shahihun takhsha al-faqra wa ta'malu al-ghina. He says that you give charity while you are healthy and you are stingy, where you are fearing poverty and where you're hoping for wealth. وَلَا تُمْهِلْ حَتَّى تَبْلِغَ الْحُلْقُومِ حَتَّى بَلَغَتِ الْحُلْقُومِ وَتَقُولُ لِفُلَانٍ كَذَا وَلِفُلَانٍ كَذَا وَقَدْ كَانَ لِفُلَانٍ. He says, you don't wait until you're about to die and then you say, so-and-so I'm giving this much and so-and-so I'm giving this much, and they're going to get it anyway. But the point here is that a person gives sadaqah when they are healthy. And when they are stingy, stingy meaning what? Stingy meaning like, I can invest this money, I can donate this money here, or I can invest this money and, you know, in my business and, you know, the power of compounding and all of these financial advisors saying that if you donate this money at 20 years old and it compounds over the rest of your life, it'll be greater than this amount that you donate at 30 and this amount that you donate at 40 and this amount that you donate at 50, or you invest. And I have so much that I can still do, and I still need to get married, and I still need to buy a house, and I still need to save for this and save for that. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, when you can give in that moment, and I wish that in our fundraisers, and don't worry, there's no fundraiser attached to this. We can talk about sadaqah without a fundraiser. But I wish that in our fundraisers, we would even talk about the age of people who are donating. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, the best is when you are healthy and when you still have your life ahead of you, and when you're still looking to build that life, not when you delay. أقول ما سمعتم استغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروا إنه الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم سلم كثيرة. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to allow us to hear the speech and to follow the best of it. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make the best of our days, our last days, and the best of our moments, the day that we meet Him, and that He makes every today that we experience a day that we come closer to Him. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to accept from us our actions and our fasting and our charity in the month of Ramadan, and that Allah Subhanahu wa Taala allows us to experience many Ramadans. Until we meet Him, we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make this blessed month, to make this month a month in which we have fasts that are accepted, that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala grant us the ability to fast the 6 days of Shawwal, that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala bring peace and prosperity to our brothers and sisters in Palestine, that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala remove from them their difficulty, that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala heal their injury. We ask you, O Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, you are the protector, protect their blood and protect their wealth. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-jannah wa ma qarrab ilayha min qawlin wa 'amal, wa na'udhu bika min an-nar wa ma qarrab ilayha min qawlin wa 'amal. Allahumma ati nufusana taqwaha, zakkiha anta khayru man zakkaha, anta waliyuha mawlaha. Allahumma aqsim lana min khashyatika ma tahulu bi baynana wa bayn ma'siyatik, wa min ta'atika ma tuballighuna bihi jannatak, wa min al-yaqin ma tuhawwinu bihi 'alayna masa'im ad-dunya, wa matta'na Allahumma بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا أبدا ما أبقيتنا. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرة. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرة. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرة. اللهم ارحم المستضعفين المنكبين في كل مكان. اللهم ارحمك بأهلنا في فلسطين. اللهم كن لهم معينا يوم قل المعين، وكن لهم ناصرا يوم قل الناصر. اللهم داوي جرحاهم وارحم موتاهم وتقبل شهداءهم. اللهم احقن دماءهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم احقن دماءهم. اللهم احقن دماءهم. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد. قم إلى صلاتي يرحمكم الله.